and it will be the Letchimica War Cousins of Declan and Brian Boyle. For the third year in a row, they have won this event. They put in scintillating times throughout the course of the day to take fastest times across all of the eight stages. Special stage eight, 4 minutes 36.2 seconds was the time set by that Ford Fiesta WRC to cement their place as winners for a third year in a row of the Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. It's been a fantastic day for the Boyle cousins, of course. The disappointment in the international earlier in the year, but they've certainly made up for that disappointment in recent weeks. They took victory in the Clare Stages Rally, and now back home to end the year, they've taken victory as well in the Donegal Harvest Stages Rally for a third year in a row. But certainly a very impressive drive by Declan Boyle. He was spectacular on the stage in what was fantastic conditions for Alley. It's been bone dry all day. The sun was shining here in the south of the county, and the picturesque areas of Kilcare and Glencolum Kill, and of course out then to the east of Killybegs as well, out towards the Dunkinilly area, where there were some fantastic stages, and really the spectators were out in huge numbers to watch the boys take victory in Killybegs. It's been 16 years since the event was here in Killybegs, and I'm sure it won't be another 16 before it's back again, because it has been a tremendous day and a big one for Declan and Brian Boyle as well, taking victory in that Ford Fiesta WRC. In the end, they had 1 minute and 39.4 seconds to spare over Manus Kelly and Gareth Doherty. Manus, the international winner from this year, back in the car that he won in Donegal in June. A new co-driver with him at WRC level. Of course, he was with Gareth Doherty before in the Corolla when they won the class in the international in the mid-2000s. But Gareth has stepped into the WR machinery and done a good job with Manus today, taking that car home, that impressive home, in second position overall. Now, Maguire had a good run the last couple of stages. He made up time along with his navigator and the Sherry in the Subaru S12B. They finished 1 minute and 37.9 down on Manus Kelly, but now Maguire, a former winner of this event, finishing in a third position overall in the Subaru, and taking a good result in Donegal once again. Of course, he is a former winner of the Harvest Rally. The top two-wheel drive car was that of Gary Kiernan and Ryan Moore. Ryan Moore, of course, a Donegal man on board with Kiernan. They finished in a fourth position overall in their Ford Escort, winning class 14, 9 seconds adrift, 9.5 seconds adrift actually off on Niall Maguire, but a good performance by Gary Kiernan. Of course, he had a great run in the Harvest last year in Burt, and he's now had another successful run. The top two-wheel drive category, winning class 14, fourth overall. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, they finished outside the top four, fifth overall. A brilliant run by Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. They put a lot of hard work into the car this year, and it's proved successful for them today, finishing second in class 14, 18.7 seconds adrift of Gary Kiernan, fifth overall for Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. Just a note on two of the other contenders who were involved in the top standings sitting under the final stage of the day. That, of course, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Unfortunately for them, their Subaru Impreza had engine problems on the penultimate stage, and they pulled in to the end of the Stage 7. Towards the end of Stage 7, they pulled in, and their rally came to an end. A disappointing year in Donegal for Gary Jennings. He did, of course, smash this one stage in the international, and now right at the end, in the penultimate stage of the Harvest, he had to pull in with engine trouble once again, and he was not going to finish this rally. Another man that was there as well was Chris Armstrong, with Chris Melly calling the notes. They were leading the two-wheel drive category, fourth overall in the Escort, but unfortunately for them, they had problems as well and did not come out of Special Stage 7. The rest of the top 10, unofficially, of course, until the results are all approved later on. In sixth position overall is Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea and the Skoda R5. They finished 36.7 seconds adrift of Damien Gallagher. Ryan Loughran and Brendan McElhinney have had a great run today in the Escort, and they have won Class 13, 7th overall. Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty in a Ford Escort, 3rd in Class 14, 8th overall. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath, a very steady run by them in the Mitsubishi Evolution today. They have won Class 4, which is Group N, just inside the top 10. And wrapping up the top 10 is Shane Maguire and Matt Cairns in 10th position overall. So that is the unofficial top 10 at the end of 8 stages. But what we can tell you, and what is official, and what we do do know, we're expecting them here shortly to the finish ramp, the centre of Killybegs, as another Harvest title is going to Letcher Mac Award, and it's going to the Boyle cousins of Declan and Brian, who had a fantastic run today, quickest on all eight stages, and fully deserving of the 2016 Donegal Harvest Stages Rally. And that is now a hat-trick for the Letcher Mac Award crew on this event. A brilliant run today in the Ford Fiesta WRC. We may get some reaction for you, Kenny, before 6 o'clock. If not, you can, of course, log on later on to HighlandRadio.com. We'll have all the reaction from the leading cars and the leading crews on there later on this evening, and more reaction on Sunday Sport tomorrow as well. But the boys are champions and kings once again of the Harvest in Donegal.